Welcome to Play Comics, the show where we look at video games based on comic book properties and how truthful they stay to that source material. The games for this show are going to be Spy vs. Spy and Spy vs. Spy 2 The Island Caper. Both of these games came out on the regular Nintendo. The first one also came out on the Sega Master System, but I played it on regular Nintendo because, including today, where I picked up a Master System, I have now had one in my house for about a total of a week. So, Spy vs. Spy, the comic, is pretty interesting in that there aren't any words in it at all. So you have a wordless comic. It's really hard to push along a giant convoluted plot line when you have that kind of thing. But where it really holds strong is that it has to rely on these visible gags. So, you know, maybe not the best thing to go with on an audio-only podcast, but it does exist as a comic well before it existed as a game, so it's something we're going to talk about. In Spy vs. Spy, you have a white spy and a black spy who run around and get into some hijinks as they try to completely destroy each other while they do whatever spy mission they happen to be on at the time. Eventually, at some point, a gray spy shows up, a girl spy, actually, who uses the fact that both of these guys find her rather attractive to her advantage, but for the most part, we're just looking at the white spy and the black spy. Now, something that I find interesting is that they aren't really made to be, you know, democracy versus communism, something that a lot of things I think would have been doing at the time when this came out in the 60s. These are just black and white, the end. Part of that might be because it was a Cuban guy who was drawing the original comic. And he realized that his views on communism probably wouldn't mesh too well with our views on it over here. So you stay with a wordless comic, partly because of that, partly because the guy barely spoke any English when he came over. But, you know, he started up a pretty good comic. It's been running constantly in Mad Magazine since then, been through a few different authors. And it's something that, you know, I've always enjoyed looking at when it came across. So, about the game. You're running around a warehouse in the first one, and different warehouse levels like that, trying to hide bombs, hide other kind of booby traps, you know, punch the mess out of your opponent if you end up in the same room, kind of Blades of Steel style, and, you know, just making sure that you can collect all the things you need for the goal and get outside, get in the airplane, and fly on to the next level before time runs out. Anytime you die, you lose time. You know, obviously that's not something that's in the comic that had to be introduced for the game. It's not something I'm going to give them a lot of crap for, because you do have to have that kind of thing in games. Something else, though, too, is the Gray Spy never shows up here in this game, and that's fine. She barely shows up in the comics, so having her not in the game is not a big deal at all. But, you know, the game is what it is. You run around, you do stuff, if you like that kind of game, then you're going to like this one. If you don't like it, then you don't. It's one where you can go look at some Let's Play videos on YouTube, see if you're going to like it. You're not going to learn too much about the comic, except you might in the sense that really the comic is basically just the spies running around trying to kill each other in hilarious ways before they can get the job done. The second game is a whole lot of the same thing, which I don't say in a bad way. I mean, Portal 1 and 2 are basically the same game when you get down to it, and I love both of them. It's set on an island instead of being set in some warehouses, so you have more things you can do. You can hide traps in the sand, you can hide things up in trees, you can hide yourself up in trees. But basically, you're looking at the same game. So if this is the kind of thing you like, then it's the kind of game you're going to like both of. If it's not the kind of thing you like, then you're probably not going to like either one. It's the kind of thing, to me, where, you know, I would have no reason to have both of them unless I found them both really cheap. You know, I wouldn't stop myself from getting the second one if I'd already had the first one. But I wouldn't be running out trying to find the second one with too much effort either. You know, play the games. you're not going to learn a lot, but you're not going to have to unlearn a lot either. Coming up next, though, we have something that is a little closer to my heart, Superman for regular Nintendo. The fun thing here is we're going to run into the first instances of the giant major problems that you can't escape from Superman games. Yeah, they're going to rear their ugly head, and there's nothing you can do about it. Play Comics is recorded, produced, edited, written, anything else you can possibly think of by me, Chris Osborne, in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Doing it by myself because I haven't found anybody I can sucker into helping me do with it yet. At some point, we should be getting some guests on the show, even if it is just my wife again when some various things pop up that she happens to know about. But until then, you can check out playcomics.com for this and little related things that I find to write about when I'm putting the post up. You can check out Twitter at Play Comics Podcast. There's Play Comics Podcast over on Facebook. Technically, there's a Google Plus page, but you know, we'll see how that platform survives. Until next time, when we look at Superman, just remember, the game might have the same name, but that doesn't mean you're going to learn anything useful from it.